This is All Things Considered here on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Alex Rusciano. David Green, Morning Edition co-anchor and NPR correspondent, is in Peoria today as the featured speaker during the second annual Peoria Public Radio Gala. He's here to speak with Peoria Public Radio members, but he's also here to share his experiences traveling and reporting on important issues both across the country and overseas. But first, he's taking some time here on All Things Considered to chat a bit. And David Green, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's great to be here.
One of the things that I know our listeners are very familiar with is that you travel across the country, not only covering news, but also you do visit different member stations across the country to meet with listeners and to meet with staff. And I was wondering, what are some of your general experiences of visiting different member stations? Does each station have its own kind of flavor? What are some of the different things that you pick up on?
You know, a couple things come to mind when you ask me that. I mean, one thing is I live in Washington, D.C. That's where NPR is headquartered. Our studios are there. I love the city. My wife loves the city. But I don't know, to not make people in Washington angry, we're not Washington people. Like, it, you know, I'm not obsessed with federal government and policy. And both personal reasons and also as a journalist, I think it's really great and important to get out of Washington. I mean, I grew up in Pittsburgh. My wife grew up in Ohio. I lived in Kentucky for a while. It's like I'm much more at home to leave Washington, D.C. And so that's the first thing that kind of happens. It's really nice to get out of the kind of pressure cooker and to remember that a lot of the things that people are obsessing about on Capitol Hill and the White House and, you know, every single incremental headline that's flashing across cable news, it's just they're much more important things in the world. So that's one thing. And I think the other, it's every place is very distinct. You know, people have different dreams and worries and concerns, and different communities have different flavors and food and people. But the public radio community as a whole, I mean, it really is a family. And I don't want to sound hokey, but I really, really mean that, because everywhere I go, you know, I'm just reminded that the public radio community, you know, we're all sort of part of the same thing. And I think when I walk into the studio every morning, you know, I kind of imagine a few listeners sitting on the couch in the studio with me. Like, I want to take people through, you know, the news and through interesting interviews. I want to laugh. I want to cry with people sitting there with me. And to actually get out and talk face to face with a lot of our listeners and sort of feel their support and the passion they have for what we do, you really just it's this wonderful reminder that we're all kind of in this together with the same mission.
And if you just tuned in here, we are sitting down with NPR's David Green, who is in studio here at Peoria Public Radio. And do you kind of find that when you meet people across the country that there is obviously a bit of a celebrity status, but do you kind of find that there's this relatability?
I think that is a public radio thing. I there's a sense that we all own what we're doing together. And I hope there's no sort of wall. I hope there's no celebrity status. It's like we really are doing this together. And it's what I love about radio. I mean, I spent my first years out of college at a newspaper and writing, and it was great. But just coming to radio, there's something about just this whole world in which we operate and the way you and I do every day. You know, we're curious and we listen and we ask questions, and there's just something very human about it. And so I think that's the feeling I get when I come and do visits like this.
If you have one message for the Peoria Public Radio listeners or anyone who's hearing you locally, what would that one message be to the members and to the listeners of Peoria Public Radio?
I guess can I give you two? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess one would be I kind of approach journalism with the feeling that everyone has a story to tell. And to me, that's just a great way to live in a community, in a place, just to give people the respect and to be a listener. And I think that's one thing I love about kind of public radio communities. But I mean, the other thing is I think it's really, you know, what you and I do every day, we couldn't be doing it without people supporting us. And I've been through a lot of different iterations of realizing that. I mean, covering the White House and traveling around with the president, it costs an incredible amount of money. You know, being based in Moscow and traveling around the entire former Soviet Union, it takes a lot of money. And Peoria Public Radio, NPR, I mean, all the stations in the entire network are really committed to good storytelling and to tell fair stories and that are respectful, and just to sort of let our curiosity guide us and to tell important stories that kind of help people think about the world in different ways. And to do that, we all need to be mindful of what that takes. And so I think the message would be thank you. I mean, that's the big message, because it, you know, everyone who thinks about supporting you here in Peoria is supporting you. It's supporting me. It's supporting everything we do. And it really is a family supporting one another.
NPR's David Green, Morning Edition host and NPR correspondent. We cannot thank you enough, not only for being in Peoria, but for taking the time and all things considered today. Really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No, Alex, thanks for having me.